back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the studio. Glad to be with you here on a Tuesday, October 20th edition of Mugs in the Morning. Of course, joining us today, George Lombe, editor of the North Platte Bulletin. George, I think it went pretty well last night for our inaugural evening of our debate sessions.
I think so. We haven't had any big complaints about it, and I think we've touched on a lot of issues that people want to know about.
There was nobody lined up outside with rotten tomatoes to throw at us.
No, that's for sure. So. Or the candidates.
Yeah.
I think the candidates acquitted themselves pretty well, too.
I think they did. Too. Yeah. I think they are both very well spoken, and just goes to show that the class that both candidates have had and both campaigns have had.
So. Yeah, I guess President Trump and his challenger are going to debate again, and I heard this morning they're going to cut the mic off while the other guys.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I was hearing that too.
But we didn't have that problem down there.
No.
It was completely civil. Everybody kept their time space. We didn't really even give them a lot of instructions. They just knew.
Yeah.
It was how
just
to do
kind
it.
Of.
Yeah. That's the class of.
Of North Platte.
Yeah, the class of people in North Platte.
We have City Councilman Jim Bakenstos joining us in the studio today to discuss his reelection campaign. Councilman Bakenstos, thanks for taking time for us, sir.
Well, I'm glad I finally made it down here. So it's nice to meet you, Tristan, and of course I know George, so I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you in the studio, Councilman. And I've talked about you on the air a few times, I know, and I've told you too in passing before that I've brought you up on the air because it's a very unique position that you find yourself in, especially right now, because you're running for re-election as an incumbent for Ward 1. However, it's the first time you're officially on the ballot, so just kind of a unique situation to find yourself in.
Yeah, it definitely is. 2 years ago, I was asked if I would consider filling in for that period that Mr. Baker had left the ward and had did a lot of soul searching and a lot of discussion with my wife, and we decided, you know, it's time to give back a little bit because we had made a decision back then to make North Platte our home. You know, I retired a couple years ago, and we were considering moving back east to Omaha, Lincoln area, where all our grandkids are. But and we made that decision, and we're definitely staying put in North Platte, Nebraska.
Glad to hear. So obviously you were appointed to serve for the Ward 1 seat with Councilman Baker, former Councilman Baker, moving out of the ward, Mayor Livingston appointing to that position. Tell us about your relationship with Dwight.
Oh, I think it's a very good relationship. He's been a fantastic face and mayor for this city. Yeah, he's dedicated all his efforts and time into that job over, it's what, 8 years now? You know, I didn't know Dwight too much prior to that. I knew Jim Hawks real well. Him and I worked together on Nebraska Land Day boards for 5 years together.
Okay.
So I had a more of a relationship with Jim at that point in time, but I've been just totally impressed, and I wish Dwight the best in his retirement.
Yeah, we're blessed to have such a good mayor for a lot of years and a good public servant as well, not just the mayor's role, but in the city government for a long time. So, now, obviously, Jim, you accepted the appointment from Mayor Livingston. Now you've decided to kind of run for the office officially. Let's kind of talk about that first 2 years in office. What are the big highlights that you feel have kind of come through the council while you've been on it as of recent?
As of recent, there's so many things in the pocket right now that's going to happen in the city that are just so positive. And that's one of the reasons I decided I wanted to stay on board, or hopefully everybody gets out and votes, because I want to see several of these projects go through. Because in my mind, we need to diversify and we need to grow. All I hear about is we need to lower property taxes and that. Yes, we do, but at the same time, the only way I think we can maintain to do this is by growth.
Yeah, I think you bring up a very good point.
And you think we're turning the corner and we're getting a handle on that, and that's more of that's going to happen.
Oh, there's no doubt, George. There's I can name, some I can't right now, but there's four projects in the works that it's going to be huge.
Okay.
Okay. And, exciting, obviously.
We got downtown kind of straightened up, I guess you might say. Iron Eagles, maybe that quandary is getting taken care of, and those are two things I see that are happening right now.
Well, we got the downtown, which I think is fantastic. I was all for it, and I hate the window shop. I wish it was all completely done right now,
right,
so that we can move forward. But you know, winter's coming, but it looks so much better down there.
Yeah, getting pretty close.
Good progress.
And, I would even like to see down the road and maybe closing those two streets off and making it an outdoor
pedestrian area.
Okay.
And but that's down the road. I mean,
I think there's more interest in that all the time.
Yeah.
Parking's always been an issue.
Yeah.
And that's something we'll need to pursue. But
I think more and more people understand that you can walk downtown. It's not that far apart. Stores aren't places that far apart.
And
parking lots aren't that far away.
I love it. I can't tell you how often I go get a haircut down here and stop at the flower market or whatever. And it's just, it's nice. I don't have to get in and drive the car from A to B. I just kind of walk a little bit.
Exactly. I think it's gonna shoot off like crazy. I hope. You know, I'm an optimist, so I hope we get some more businesses and some more restaurants and get some nightlife going on down there.
Yeah.
But
hopefully, COVID will.
Can we not talk about COVID?
I'm just saying. We'll hope. We can hope.
Again, we have City Councilman Jim Bakenstosh joining us in the studio to discuss his reelection campaign. And Councilman Bakenstosh, you did mention taxes a minute ago, and there was something that you did want to verify, too, in terms of a recent article that was published here in terms of your thoughts on taxes here locally.
Yeah, I just think that we need to find alternative ways to get some revenue into the city. And I had mentioned that I think that we should explore the idea of doing a 1% occupant tax put on, and that has to be earmarked for a certain project. So, you know, that could be discussed as far as a new rec center or roads or whatever. But that's another revenue stream that we could add for people coming in and spending time in our city that can help pay for a new recreation center or new roads or whatever. And unfortunately, it was written up as occupancy tax, which is incorrect. So I just wanted to clarify that what I would like to see down the road is an occupant tax that would be put on, not occupancy tax.
And what's the difference? Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, an occupant, I don't have it all the knowledge in my head right now, George, but occupancy is we already have that right now in our hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And occupants is just another separate 1% tax.
It's a more specific.
It's more specific, and it has to be earmarked for something.
Uh-huh. And I think you mentioned maybe restaurants or something. It would be
you could add this occupant tax onto the hotels, restaurants, however you
maybe the night
feel.
Like maybe catch the tourism trade a little bit.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then of course in 2028, you know, that golden spike will be paid off, and so there's going to be
Some revenue streams there, too. Yeah.
And it's just a conversation that you're wanting to bring up, and a conversation you're wanting to have, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Just looking for different ways to increase our revenue streams, because, like I mentioned earlier, I don't see our property taxes. I mean, we can maybe try to lower them after we have some growth.
Mm-hmm.
But my goal is just try to maintain what we have, because if we become stagnant, then I'm very concerned about especially the roads in the city and everything else.
The
infrastructure will fall apart. So.
And Councilman Bakenstosh, let's talk about a couple of hot topic issues here, if you don't mind. Where do you stand on the Iron Eagle Golf Course? And it sounds like we have resolutions coming. Obviously, we talked about that a little bit, as you heard with Councilman Lucas here for tonight's agenda. But what are your thoughts on Iron Eagle?
My thoughts have always been positive about Iron Eagle ever since day one. We had a gentleman in Mr. Chase that donated that land for the city. It started off to be a very positive thing. things happened over time with previous city administration, with the bonds changing, et cetera, et cetera. But when I'm looking at the big picture, and because of that golf course, the growth out there has been pretty darn good. It probably could be better if it wasn't so negative in the city as far as trying to get rid of that
public opinion's been a little
public
negative.
Opinion's been pretty biased, I guess,
pretty
for lack
harsh.
Of a better term. But anyway, I was doing some research, and we're up to close to $400,000 in property taxes increase out there. And I think it's a lot of it has to do with the golf course and what that's done. I mean, there's a reason those hotels came in there. Some people will disagree with me or argue with me, but that's a good marketing tool for them to stay here, stay and play. So I would like to see it stay as a golf course. I am totally for the RFP. If we get it off the city books, that's great. But in my mind, coming on the city council and looking at the budget and stuff, it's kind of amazing to me that the golf course loses a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, $230,000, $250,000, depending on the year. And some of our budget items, such as the rec center we have 12 parks, I believe, with two more in the works, and we're spending close to, I wrote it down here, it's somewhere in a tune of $1.9 million we spend to mow and maintain those parks.
Per year?
So it always used to bug me, guys, that we're spending so much effort on a couple hundred, $250,000 a year when we've got other areas. And don't get me wrong, we need parks, we need rec, we need the library, et cetera, et cetera. But so to be honest with you, I've always been positive and towards the golf course, but I am definitely opened up to the fact that this RFP could do huge things for this community, and I'm talking Chief Industries, and they're a big player, and they want to invest in this community in huge amounts, $30 to $40 million investment. So why wouldn't we, hopefully, get them to take this over and put it into their projects that they want to build out here, because the indirect result will be tremendous.
Mm-hmm. And that question comes up tonight on the council agenda.
Yep. Yes, it does.
Yeah, so it'll be an interesting discussion.
Yeah, and I was just talking to Ty as he left, and I'm not quite sure if tonight's just to vote to allow Matt to continue negotiations, and then hopefully they get the master plan done, and then we'll get to the nuts and bolts of things down the road. So I'm anxious to see, but there's some other items on tonight's meeting that are very positive and good too. So
right
now, Councilman Backenstos, we do need to wrap up, but obviously you've agreed to participate in our debate. You'll be joining us tomorrow evening for that portion of the debate. So really much looking forward to having you back in the studio for that, sir.
Can't wait. I'd be happy to. I just don't turn the mic off.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you in the studio, Jim, and look forward to having you in the studio tomorrow. And if there's anybody out there that wants to get more information from you, or maybe discuss your campaign of candidacy with you, how can they get in contact with you directly?
There's three ways. You can call me on my cell phone. It's 520-1636. Or you can email me at, it's Backen, just like my last name, BackenJB@gmail.com. And I also have a Backenstos for Award 1 Facebook page.
Okay.
So those are your three ways you can give me, and I'd be glad to listen. I think that's one of my best qualities, is I'm a good listener. So,
Well, if Councilman Backenstos, like we mentioned, we sure appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow for your portion of the candidate debate.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
have
you.
A good day.
We'll wrap up Mugs of the Morning right after this here on Husker Radio's KODY.